Hello, my name's Kate Rolls and I'm interviewing you for the Wellcome Trust. So you're taking part in Anthony Gormley's artwork, One Another. The date today is the 1st of October 2009. The time is 4:20 p.m. And if I can please ask you to say your name, your age and where you're from.
My name's John Wixie, I'm 30 and I'm from Cirencester.
And how are you today?
I'm fine, thank you.
Can I ask, first of all, what was it that motivated you to apply to be part of One Another?
I was trying to remember how I applied, and I think I either saw it from a newspaper advert or I literally did a search online for things to do in London because I enjoy doing different things. So, just started sort of taking part in things and trying to get out and doing things that other people might not be able to do. So this is perfect. I've, for example, last year ran the London Marathon, so I just wanted to do something else. And this is it.
And what was it about this project that you thought you would like to be a part of?
I like the idea of the fourth plinth having a sort of temporary status and have putting different things up there, and obviously being able to take part in that is something that it's on for a limited time and not everybody's going to say they'll be able to do it, so I wanted to take part, essentially.
And when you found out that you had got a place on the plinth, mm-hmm. What happened then for you?
I talked about it with my friends and talked about ideas of different things I could do whilst I was on the plinth and had so many conversations about that, but essentially I'm just going to go up there and be myself and enjoy it for an hour, so I didn't come up with any grand plan.
And when thinking about how you wanted to spend your hour, how did you make that decision?
I think it was difficult to... there were lots of ways of trying to express yourself, and people are trying to put ideas across to me, and I always felt like they were fun ideas and that kind of thing, but it didn't express who I was. So I would prefer to just go up there and be myself, as it were, and let that be the expression. I thought all the other ideas that came up were just fads and things for a laugh, and whilst that's fine, I just wanted to express myself, as it were. So. And I think that's the idea of like being an individual on the plinth instead of being able to do it as a group or anything like that. So I think that's what felt right for me.
And how do you think you will be yourself on the plinth?
Probably the first thing I'll do is phone my kids and talk to them, because they'll be at home watching on the webcam. So, and yeah, probably chat to them and wave and then just have a look around. I'm taking my camera up there, take a load of photos and just something to remember the experience by. And yeah, just like I said, I wanted to take part and say that I've done it and say that I've taken, you know, stood on the plinth in Trafalgar Square and, you know, have something to remember it by, so that's it.
And can I ask you to speak a little about yourself?
Yeah. Okay, I'm 30 and obviously I've got kids. I've got three boys, they are 9, 5 and 3. I'm a single father, I'm separated from my wife, and that happened about 2 years ago, so things like doing the marathon and express, you know, coming here and doing that kind of thing has been a bit kind of coming out of the marriage and finding things to do for myself, really. And being more of an individual, I guess. But love spending time with my boys, but obviously I have to share that time with her as well. So I think that's about it. It's all about me and the boys, really.
Can you describe how it feels for you to be a father?
Oh, it's brilliant. I love it. Just knowing that there's always the boys to share everything with and doing things that, for example, running the marathon, doing things that will make them proud and having stories to tell their friends at school and that kind of thing. I like to think I'm doing something to, you know, have a dad that they can be proud of. So, yeah.
And what was it like to run the marathon?
Amazing, just really, really amazing. it's one of those things that kind of it's sort of taken over. I mention it quite a lot, and I'm aware of the fact that I kind of mention it a fair few times, but it is a life-changing experience. I wasn't in a position to run a marathon sort of 2 years ago, so physically, and having done it is kind of really good for me physically and mentally, I think, because it's a challenge that I set myself and got past. And and London's a great place. I love that was one of the best things. You see London from a, like today, you see it from a different angle, you see it from a different point of view, and they shut the roads and you're running down the middle of streets that normally you don't get to go down the middle of, and there's people cheering you on, and that you don't know, but they're cheering you on because it's, you're doing it for charity and taking part in, you know, Spirit of London kind of thing. So, and I did it for a charity which is my son is partially sighted, so I did it for a vision charity for children called Victor. So yeah, it's nice to that it meant something to me as well.
And other experiences that you would like to talk about that have shaped you into the person you are today?
I think at the moment those are the major ones. I think that I work-wise and relationship-wise haven't got to a place where I wanted to be by this age. 30 is quite a monumental age, and I guess everybody sort of looks back, and I don't think I've got where I wanted to be by this point, but I'm, as a father and as an individual, I'm hoping to kind of get there.
What would you like to do?
Just like I say, do things that make the kids proud, and get to a point where I've shaped a future which I think is more successful than it has been. I think that there's a few things I look back and I not regret but think of as a failures, and so just turning the corner and enjoying a few more successes with things, I think would be a good thing.
And what can you say what you think for you, what is your idea of success?
Providing a good future for the boys, and making sure that when they come of age, as it were, that I've provided some sort of stability for them that that is going to go on into their future, really. Because I'm fairly, obviously my eldest is 9, I'm 30, so fairly young father. By the time he's 18, I'm not even going to be 40, so you know, I'm hoping by that time, another 10 years, that everything will be sorted. You never know.
What were the three words that you used to describe yourself?
I don't think I did. I think when I built my profile, I left that blank because I find that really difficult. I think that I think I'm quite complex, and I think that it's sometimes a contradict. Obviously, over the last couple of years, I've spent a lot of time as an individual and a lot of time as a family man, and kind of I'm a contradiction of many things. It's hard to balance that out. So when asked that question, I found it really hard.
And what do your boys think of you coming here today and standing on the fourth plinth?
Well, the first thing Peter did, my eldest, was run to school and tell his head at school. So she came and asked me all about it this morning. So he was really excited, and I showed them the website yesterday to kind of get them into the mood, and they're really excited. My youngest is obviously 3, so he's just going to watch today and realise what's going on. But yeah, the older ones are excited already. So hopefully they think it's cool. I brought them to London about a month ago for their first time and went to the museums and that kind of thing. So, and went on the eye. So I think they're going to enjoy it.
What was that like bringing them to London?
Loved it. Yeah. And I think that just showing them things like Westminster and that kind of, you know, the big monumental buildings, and yeah, it's normally stuff that you just see on TV, and just introduce them to a different world. Because I live in Cirencester, which is a great sort of country, Cotswolds, that sort of area. So just the amount of people and the diversity of people is completely different. And, I just wanted to introduce them to it, really. So, yeah.
And what's important to you at the moment in your life? What's happening for you?
Well, I'm going to run the marathon again next year. So training, and just like I say, working towards a bit more stability and settling down and getting used to life as a single dad, really. It's been quite turbulent the last couple of years, so just probably the next year just settling down and getting routine into it. So yeah.
And how are you feeling about taking part in one another?
Yeah, really excited and a little bit nervous, but I've been enjoying tuning into the webcam and stuff and watching other people do it. So hopefully, my friend isn't here yet, but a couple of friends coming down later to wave at me and what have you. So lots of people tuning in on Facebook and sending me nice messages and cheering me on. So but I think everybody's tuning in via the website. I'm gonna have a look, see what I get up to. So,
who are you doing this for, do you think?
Like I said, probably me and the boys, really. So, obviously, I've already said I like doing different things and taking part and trying to get out there and do some exciting stuff. And so, obviously, that's for me. But like I said before, giving the boys stories to tell about their dad and that kind of thing, hopefully they'll take interest in this and really educating them about London and that kind of thing. So talking about Trafalgar Square and being here and that kind of thing, you know, in the future that'll prick their ears every time they hear it and say, my dad went there, and you know, just give them something to talk about. So yeah, for both of us, really. Yeah.
You said that you like doing different things.
Mm.
Is there anything in the future, in your future, that you've got your sights set on?
I want to do a parachute jump for charity. I think that's my next. I was looking at a website yesterday for how to go about that, but I think I'm gonna have to wait for between marathons next time, because I run the marathon for charity. It's difficult to ask people for money to do one thing and then again. So I'll have to time it right, I think, because I'd like to do it for charity. So yeah, I think asking people for money all year round is a bit excessive, but I'm sure I can squeeze it in.
And is there a charity that you would do this for?
Yeah, I'm doing it for Victor each time. There's they were really good at getting me into the marathon, so, and I'm actually gonna be running it with a friend this year. So last year I did it on my own, so there's gonna be two of us this year, so and they've helped him get into it too, so that's really sort of, they've stuck by me, so I'll stick by them, kind of thing. It's been good.
You said that your boy is partially sighted.
Mm-hmm, yep.
What impact has that had on you and on him?
It's difficult because unless it's explained or pointed out, you wouldn't notice. He wears quite thick glasses and that kind of thing, but he's just like any other kid. But things like when I walk with him, I'll put my hand on his shoulder and that kind of thing, especially when we come to London, and because he doesn't always see everything around him, so he might walk into things, or and like I say, unless I explain to people, they don't know. For example, he used to play football, and there was a lot of mistimed tackles because he didn't notice the ball had gone and that kind of thing. So yeah, it's small, but for me, I think about how other people see, and obviously it comes naturally to me to guide him with my hand on his shoulder, and it's a subconscious thing that I do that I don't even notice sometimes. So just the awareness, really, of what's around you and what you can see is greater when he's around, I think about it more. So.
Can I ask you to say a bit about where you're from originally and your upbringing?
I lived in the Siren System most of my life, but I was born in Aldershot, which is a army barrack town. So my dad was in the army and my mum was from an army family. So some people refer to us as squaddy brats. But there's, and then I moved back to Farnborough, Aldershot area when I was about 19. I went to college there for a couple of years. And the rest of the time I've lived in Cirencester, which is Cotswolds. And upbringing wise, I guess we've always been this like working class family, I guess. So I think that's quite interesting because the village we live in is literally has a road that goes down the middle between the council housing estate and the other houses, the private estates. So it's quite a noticeable thing for me. I'm quite aware of class, and I was quite fortunate, I think, that I was able to make friends on both sides of the road, and not everybody did. So, but I think that's the same for me these days as well. I can mix with anybody, really, I hope.
And growing up in a military family, do you think that shaped you in any way?
Yeah, it made me not want to be in the army. Although physically and challenge-wise, I could see why people would do it, but I didn't want. I don't like the discipline, and I don't like the regiment of it all. There are a lot of downsides to being an army family, I think. My uncles, my other uncles, have stayed in the army surroundings, and my dad left the army a couple of years after I was born. That's probably a good thing. So, yeah.
And today, you're going to be on the fourth plinth. What do your wider friends and family think about it?
They all think it's really fun, I guess, and quite excited. And you know, I've put it on my Facebook and kind of encouraging people to have a look at the link and come to the website and have a look. So hopefully they'll be tuning in. And like I said before, we talked a lot about ideas and gimmicks, and got a couple of friends who work in radio, so they were quite big on do this, do that, or you know, trying to make a big experience out of it. But like I said, I just wanted to take part for me and the boys, and enjoy the experience. As to worry about doing a performance or trying to express a certain thing and whether it came across or anything like that, I think I just go out there and enjoy myself. So.
Okay, well, thank you. Is there anything else that you would like to add or mention before you go and stand on the fourth plinth yourself?
No, I think it's quite unusual to have all these questions asked, but yeah, thanks very much.
Thank you.